SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be just looking back at some of the highlights of the anime and otaku community of 2017.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends. Final episode to end the year off. We're going to just, I guess, like, give our thoughts on, like, the big stuff that happened in the anime slash otaku community this year for 2017, because I think quite a few stuff happened, and I think you also made a video on it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It took like quite a long time of finding like all of the meme culture and all of like the big events that happen. And when we say like things that have happened the past year in otaku culture, we're talking about things maybe like from K-pop to anime series to live actions, you name it. So I think I thought of quite a few here.
Yeah.
But we can start off with like some of the biggest impacts that have happened on otaku culture. One was Grape Coon the Penguin.
Okay, that was like such a big thing that people were like asking me to make a video on.
You needed to.
No, but it's like, what can I talk about? There's a penguin that fell in love with a cardboard cutout of an anime girl.
You know what? Sometimes your video ideas, people ask because they just want to see your reaction to it. That's it. It can be the same thing that you've heard millions of times, and yet they just want you to say it.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I could have, but it's like, again, like as Aki said, like I would have just like said everything that, you know, has already been said, and it's like, that's not really my style. But yeah, basically, if you guys don't know, there was this in this Japanese zoo, I forgot which one it was, but there was this penguin called Grape Coon, and he fell in love with this like cardboard cutout of an anime girl. Like, he actually was like, didn't want to like move away from this cardboard cutout of this anime girl. And the otaku world went crazy because it's like, even penguins are starting to embrace waifus, and it's like,
it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And then there were like periodically like news articles just to keep up to date for the Grape Coon fans.
It was like the TMZ of Grape Coon.
Yeah, it's like, today, Grape Coon nearly lost waifu in a typhoon, which he almost did.
Yeah.
Typhoon or tsunami. No, I think it was a typhoon.
It was a typhoon.
Yeah. And then, but luckily, it was found in the corner of the zoo and they brought it back safely.
And he's like, yay, my waifu's back.
Yep.
And then the biggest tragedy of them all happened. When was it? It was like a few months ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where he, Grape Coon unfortunately passed away.
He passed away.
And the entire anime community bawled their eyes out. It was more emotional than the ending to Clan Ad. Everyone was just like, no, Grape Coon!
Yeah, the fan art was just ridiculous for Grape
Coon. Oh, yeah, totally. Speaking of other otaku stuff, movies. That happened. Yeah, oh yeah, just Netflix, but like, just like, I guess the whole uprising of anime movies in general, like live actions as well. Obviously, you know, we had Netflix Death Note and Ghost in the Shell and all that kind of stuff, but just like, just anime films in general just kind of like rose up out of the ground and was like, let me show you guys how it's done.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
we had Death Note,
we had Ghost in the Shell, we had JoJo, we had Gintama, and then those are just the live action stuff. And then we had, you know, was Koe no Katachi this year?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and Kimi no Na wa was also. No, Kimi no Na wa was last year.
No, it was this year.
Was it?
I promise you it was this year.
Was it?
Yes.
Wow, that feels like last year for some reason.
I promise you.
And then what? That broke the record.
$355 million.
$1 million. And then we heard Zen Zen Zenze like in every single store in Japan.
Honestly,
for, like,
it's probably still playing.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I still sing it when I go to, like, karaoke and stuff, because it's just a good song. Is that the 8-bit version?
Dude, someone make an 8-bit of Kimi no Na.
It has to exist.
It's gonna be... Dude, that would be really cool. Can you imagine them? Like, you can choose one of the characters. Or no, you'll play as the guy first. And then just the whole movie in 8-bit. Yeah, just the whole movie in 8-bit.
The whole movie in 8-bit.
Yeah.
Man, that's one way to, I guess, spit in the face of Shinkai's, like, beautiful, like... visuals. It's like, screw your visuals, we're turning into 8-bit. But yeah, I remember when that came out, like, in Japan at least, like, it exploded.
Yeah.
Like, I was just excited that there was a new Shinkai film. I'm like, oh, cool, Shinkai brought out a new film. But then everyone jumped onto that. Like, I remember that was, like, the film that, like, my friends who had never heard of Shinkai before were like, dude, have you seen Kimi no Na? Like, this director's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Okay, let me be honest. Kimi no Na, that was beautiful. And Garn's probably going to hate me for this. But I still think that his best one was probably 5 Centimeters.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, though.
Personally speaking, I'd have to agree. I agree with the notion that, like, Kimi no Na was good, but I don't think it was Shinkai's best movie. I think his best movie was actually Garden of Words, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Too short for me to really, like, put it up.
Like, for me, like, I liked 5 Centimeters per Second, but, like, the second half was a bit weird for me. Because it just kind of went off on this, like, huge tangent. I liked 5 Centimeters per Second, like, you know, the scene, like the first, like, arc,
right, I guess.
Whatever you called it. Where... you know, like, the whole winter train... like, I'm not going to give it away in case people haven't seen it, but, like, you know, the winter train station scene.
Yeah.
You know, like, I loved that. That was beautiful. But, like, the second half of it, when they, like, grow up, was just, like... eh. And then the ending was also a bit, like, eh, for me. Mm. Which is why I liked Garden of Words, because it was just, like, just one couple, and it went from start to finish, and it was beautiful and everything, except for the dub of that. The dub of Garden of Words is just hilarious, in my opinion. But... yeah, I mean, I still like Kimi no Na. I'll watch it. I've seen it like 5 or 6 times. It's a good movie.
5 or 6 times? And that sounds like you really liked it.
Oh, yeah, no. It's one of those movies that, like, is very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, the you know, no matter how many times you watch it. Mm-hmm. But I still wouldn't say it's his best movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if he thinks it's his best movie.
I mean, it got to the point where, like, he was literally begging people to stop watching the film.
Yeah.
Because it got too popular and he didn't want to be typecast as the Kimi no Na guy.
I don't know if I'm just speaking from someone that's been following his movies, but I wouldn't typecast him as the Kimi no Na guy at all.
Mm. But you have to understand that, like, there were a lot of people who found Shinkai through Kimi no Na.
And how does that make you feel?
I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, I feel like Shinkai's finally gotten the recognition he deserves. I mean, of course, you know, like, lots of people knew who Shinkai was before that, but it's finally, like... mainstream success. Like, you can say Shinkai Makoto to someone or Kimi no Na to someone who's, like, not exactly part of the otaku community, and they'll most likely still be, at least in Japan, they'll still be like, oh yeah, that film, I know that film.
I mean, you gotta admit, it does take a lot to crack down on breaking Spirited Away. I wonder how Miyazaki feels about it.
I don't know, man. I mean, he's quote unquote retired Studio Ghibli,
what,
like,
for the third
seven
time?
Or eight, like 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's more news that he didn't retire than it is that he did retire at this point, you know? It's like, Hunter x Hunter got a hiatus. Oh, cool. That's not news.
Mm. Let's go back to the Netflix live action of Death Note.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of people, they were expecting the worst, and they experienced it, and they were going through the worst, and then it ended the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's such a big fight over it for as long as the production happened.
I mean... I'm gonna say, I mean, I said it in my video too, but, like, I weirdly enjoyed it, but for the wrong reasons. Like, I thought it was a hilarious movie.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not a comedy.
I mean, I thought it was so, like, I wouldn't even say it's so bad, it's funny. I would just say, this is a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is terrible.
Like, it's ironically funny.
Yeah, and, like, I would tell people to watch it.
If you want a good laugh.
Yeah, if you want to see... like, Death Note. Yeah, I like what Gigix said about it. He's like, is this what happens when you write Death Note in the Death Note?
Yeah, basically. I mean, look, some people I heard, at least on my Twitter, like, saying that, like, I really enjoyed it.
I mean, and to those people, I'm like, okay, I mean, you like what you like, man. But and we know, and the, you know, majority of the Death Note community knows that, like, that is, that's like, it's like DBE. Like, it's not included in the franchise. That's just like an outsider that doesn't belong.
Right.
You know, but it's still there, and he really wants to join, but the community's just like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't agree, though, with people who said that the Death Note Netflix was just as bad as Dragon Ball Evolution.
No, because Dragon, like, Ball Evolution was actually bad.
Dude, I've never walked out of a movie, like, in cinemas, and Dragon Ball Evolution was the first movie I ever walked out on.
Dude, you know what was worse? I watched it with my family.
Oh, God.
And, like, they don't even like anime.
How did they find Dragon Ball Evolution?
I don't know. We all just sat there, and we were just embracing on how bad it was. We're just like,
did you watch it to the end?
Yeah.
How was it?
Like, I felt like a... Ugh! I felt like... Yeah,
yeah, that's how you felt. You just,
I was so allergic to the crap. But no, yeah, I think I felt very tortured.
Mm-hmm.
With Death Note, it's kind of like, the only thing I can really appreciate is that at least it's on the right track of making live actions look really good, because like Ryuk, like being casted by Willem Dafoe, that was a great choice, and I think he rocked it.
No, he did.
Yeah, everyone else. I'm sure you guys are wonderful actors, just this wasn't your calling.
Yeah.
And
you can't blame the actors, you just blame the scriptwriter.
Yeah, and you know what sucks is, like, we did a whole episode on this that you guys can check on it. The internet pretty much bullied him off of Twitter.
Yeah.
And social media.
It was pretty bad.
Man, poor guy.
Yeah. I mean, no director deserves that, honestly. Nope. Even for a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that to someone. But yeah, anyway, as Aki said, we did a whole episode on it, so go check that out. What else was big this year?
Well, let's see. Erased is also on Netflix, which I did not see yet.
I still need to watch that because I've heard it's actually quite good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, remember when Crunchyroll got hacked?
Yeah, for that one day, and then everybody freaked out.
And then Funimation got sold to Sony.
That was a big, like, I feel that news wasn't as talked about.
Well, because, like, nobody knows what that means for Funimation. It's just like, okay, well, then there you go. I didn't even think of anything of it. I'm just like, the most I thought of was, wow, that was a very short-lived partnership with Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Like, very short-lived. So then they sold themselves to Sony. But, like, the thing is, like, we are just as clueless as probably Sony is. Like, okay, cool, we own Funimation, now what?
Yeah, exactly. But they haven't done anything with it so far.
Yeah, it's just, like...
I'm wondering what's going to happen to, like, all the voice actors, like the dub voice actors that work for Funimation.
I mean, they probably moved over. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe they're, like, still around and they're, like, maybe the voice actors are having it good.
Probably.
Maybe. Mm. I don't know. But as a company, like, I don't see what Sony can do with Funimation that hasn't already been done.
Mm.
You know? So that was a strange purchase by Sony. Right. I mean, not that it's a problem. Like, Sony's so bloody rich that, you know, they could buy anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Here is our K-pop portion. Yeah. I actually got a tweet from somebody being like, I don't really like that you talked about his death. It hasn't even been a week. I thought it was important to at least address. I think what they were upset at was I was naming off all the funny things that happened this year, and out of nowhere, I just kind of threw Shiny in there.
Yeah, but your video wasn't the top funny things that happened in 2017.
Yeah, I just said the biggest things.
Yeah, it's just the things that happened.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're talking about terrible Death Note live action, and then we're talking about the death of the Shiny lead singer.
Yeah.
Like, it's still important to talk about. Yeah. You know?
Like, I didn't know exactly, like, what else to say, but do you know Shiny?
I know the name. Okay, look, I'm not the biggest advocate of K-pop, personally. So, I mean, I know the, like... I know the names of, yeah, I know, the horror, like, I could hear 10 gasps coming from the other side, but, like, I can, you know, I'm still, like, saddened by, like, the story, because, like, I heard what happened to the guy.
Well, it's because this is actually, like, a really big blow for the K-pop industry and the community.
Right.
Because, I mean, Shiny is one of, like, the biggest, I guess I would say one of... Yeah, one of the biggest, I guess, images of K-pop. Because when people think of K-pop, besides from BTS right now, they thought of Shiny or they thought of Girls' Generation or Big Bang. And what my mom told me is that I mean, it could have been multiple reasons. I'm sure he had his own problems. Another one is that, I mean, you know, K-pop stars, they have it pretty rough in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the training itself and to get in is absolutely intense.
It's bananas,
Yeah, it is insane. And I'm just surprised of just how much stamina these people
They're
have.
They're basically, like, factory built from... like, beginning to end.
Like, yeah. I don't know who has it worse. Like, K-pop stars in the industry or animators in the anime industry?
No, I think they both have it pretty rough. I think they'd be pretty good competition, honestly, with how much, like, work goes into all of it. That goes unrecognized, too,
yeah,
especially.
Exactly.
You know? I guess, like, on a personal level, like, you started to really get into idols.
Ah, yes. I got into some Japanese idols, and funny enough, when we did another episode on this on idols, because we watched a documentary called Tokyo Idols, and it was supposed to talk about the stigma of why idols are kind of like the dark part of them, like the sort of shady part, even though my mom herself said, you know what, I don't know much about idol culture, but from what I get in this documentary, this is perversion. But then for me, when I saw that, I'm like, I really like these songs. I'm like, I gotta dwell into this. And then I said, I'm like, but I understand why it's such a big industry and why so many people want it in Japan. Because, like, one of the women in the documentary said it herself, Japan really tries to condition a lot of girls that idols are, like, a big thing in Japan. Like, you become an idol, you become AKB, you become a part of AKB48 A-Team, and you are Japan. Like,
basically,
you will be, like, a huge, huge star in Japan. And, like, that is, like, the pinnacle of success for young girls. And so, yeah, that part, I mean, I'm sure every country has something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like Korea with K-pop. It's right, like, you become one of these people, like, you are, like, Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, with Japan, when you become an idol, when I saw those, I also saw the good parts about it. It's like this, it's so unique to Japan, and there's so many people that do embrace it. Like, it's not just, this is something that's damaging the whole country. It's more like, this is something that, although fetishized in a lot of cases, a lot of it is also still like the enjoyment of these cute girls that do these dances, that do these songs. And then it's also like the playing of favoritism of like which band member is your favorite. It's like sports. It's like you choose who your favorite player is.
It's like a fantasy league. Yeah,
exactly. And so like even I started choosing like my favorites, and then I actually saw the annual election for AKB48.
Like that 8-hour live stream or whatever it was.
And I watched it, and I was like so hyped up, even though I didn't know many of the girls, because I know who's going to get picked already. But I watched it, and then like I can't believe how intense everything was getting, and then I was just like, why am I feeling this way? This is where it starts. So I mean, I get it, because there is just so many members, and you eventually, like, because there's an election, that means that you're conditioned to try and figure out who is the best singer, who is the best looking one, who is good enough to be part of this team. So you start picking out your favorites. So that's the part of idol culture that I really like, is because it has built a community. The girls like it. People do like it. The only stigma is that, yes, there is a conditioning for being idols, and that people will want it, and then they perceive it as the form of success if you become it. But again, I feel like every country has something like that. So I think it's honestly done more good for the country than it has not. But there are a lot of bad stuff that has happened, such as for the part where guys prefer idols over dating other girls.
So I
would say that's probably the biggest problem.
Definitely. But yeah, again, like, we did a whole episode on this.
Yes.
Let's go back to the anime talk, though. Let's actually, like, dive into it by just saying, what were your favorite anime of this year?
You know what? It's very, very small. I mean, Kobayashi Dragon Maid definitely took the cake.
Yeah.
For, I think that came out in summer or spring?
That was winter.
Winter? Okay, close enough. but, yeah, Kobayashi Dragon Maid definitely was up there, because it really rekindled, like, that refreshment for slice of life comedy.
Yeah.
It gave me like a similar feeling when I first saw Lucky Star. There's just something about it, and all the characters like worked together. There wasn't like all the power given to one specific character, even though Kana kind of became the meme.
Yeah.
But like everyone sort of like worked Yeah. Another one, definitely from the season, Girls Last Tour. Mm. March Comes In Like a Lion. I believe that was this year, yeah?
That was, yes, early. Okay. I think that was also winter.
Yeah.
Man, winter had a lot of good series. Mm. I just realized. Sweetness and Lightning was winter as well, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Sweetness and Lightning. Yeah. And then also Boku no Hero Academia was very, very popular.
Yeah, Boku Hero kind of like...
But when did that come out? Last year?
First season came out last year, I believe... Because I haven't started season two yet.
Okay.
But I've heard it's... I heard it rekindled the shonen fire for a lot of people. I mean, it certainly did for me when I watched season one. I was like, oh yeah, this is why I love shonen. Like, this is why I still love shonen stuff, you know?
Right.
For me personally, even though it kind of ended horribly, Cutter the Right Answer from two seasons ago was so good. It was like... It was 3D, but, like, there's something about it. Like, I did a whole video on it because it was, like, that good. I heard it ended horribly, though, which is a huge shame. But I still thought it was, like, the best series, like, best sci-fi series of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, actually. We haven't had, like, a really good sci-fi series for a while. If it just ended great, would have done amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, like, we haven't really, at least for me personally, I haven't really watched... a lot of anime, especially compared to last year. Last year, I feel like I watched too much anime.
Yeah.
But this year, because we were so busy, you know, meeting you guys at conventions, we also went on a Euro trip. You know, we visited each other back and forth. We also did, like, you know, huge projects outside of, like, our YouTube stuff.
Yeah, but that's, a lot of stuff that, you know, people who don't even notice are probably like, cool story, bro, I guess.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Where's your next video?
Yeah. I'm also trying to think of, like, what else had happened this past year. I feel like there's just so much more. I mean, definitely, as far as anime on YouTube goes, it's definitely been rising a lot. There have been so many YouTubers that have blown up this year. I mean, I myself reached 1 million. I think you reached 1 million.
I reached 1 million, like, first week of January.
Yeah. So, and then now Garn's on his way to 1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Misty reached 1 million, I believe, in 2016, though.
Something like that, yeah.
And so, just a lot of...
I think just in general as well, like, the community has just gotten a lot bigger.
Mm.
Like... Not just like the amount of subscribers each of us have, but also like just us as the community. Like, there are more and more new AniTubers coming into the scenes and like kind of making a name for themselves. I mean, what, like Super Eye Patch Wolf kind of blew up as well this year.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber that does like incredible video essays on just like tropes in anime.
Yeah, Mother's Basement kind of got big like from early this year as well. Just the community. I'm just very happy to know that the community has gotten much bigger and a lot closer.
Yeah,
which is I think is something pretty rare, considering that, like, you'd think the bigger a community gets, the more competition there would be.
Mm.
Like, that's kind of what happened with the gaming community. Like, when the gaming community blew up, all the people started to create, like, these, like, you know, small groups, like, they started to huddle together, and there was, like, a lot more competition now that there was so much more of them. And I thought that that's what was going to happen with the anime community, but it's actually kind of become the opposite. Now that there are more of us, we're starting to see that, like, oh, we're all in it for the same thing. We all love anime.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And so there's nothing wrong with kind of coming together and, you know, don't have to, like, collab every week or whatever, but just, you know, acknowledging each other and acknowledging that, yeah, this guy, although he might be direct competition for my YouTube channel, still makes great content, so you should still check him out. And, you know, like, I got to become really close with a lot of, you know, AniTubers in the community, like, big and small. So it was just cool. And I think, like, AX this year was, like, the nail in the coffin when it came to, like, really forming the AniTube community.
I wouldn't say nail in the coffin.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. What's the positive way of saying nail in the coffin?
The biggest, bestest thing.
I was trying to think more of, like, you know, like in an idiom form, but, like, you know, you guys know what I mean. Like, the nail in the bouquet.
The cherry on top.
The cherry on top. There you go. That's what I was thinking of. We know English. Yeah, but, like, AX this year was the cherry on top when it came to, like, forming the Anitube community together. Like, we call it, within the Anitube community, we call AX 2017 the Anitube World Peace.
Yes.
Because a lot of beef was squashed during that Anime Expo, and a lot of friendships were formed during that Anime Expo.
A lot of assumptions were cleared.
Yeah, a lot of assumptions were cleared. Just everybody got to know each other more and was like, hey, yeah, we're all adults, you know, we might talk crap to each other online, but when we meet together, we're all cool, fam. We're all in it for the same thing, so let's just be friends. And good, we're all stuff. Like, yeah, let's do that.
Yay, we're all friends.
So hopefully next year's Anime Expo is going to be pretty interesting.
Hopefully.
Speaking of next year, actually, what are you looking forward to next year? Because this is the last episode of 2017.
I mean, besides from a lot of personal projects, definitely going back to Japan, seeing what we can do there. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing a little bit of a music video with our friend Sebastiano Serafini.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as some other otaku stuff, I really don't know what to expect. I mean, anime is just kind of like besides the series, it's just out of nowhere. Mm. But I am looking forward to some games, Kingdom Hearts 3 and Ni no Kuni 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Same with me as well. Like, just, you know, a lot of personal projects, like, on YouTube and outside of YouTube. We've already been confirmed to go to, like, what, 2 cons?
Ah, yes, we are.
At least next year. We're not going to announce that yet, but, like, you know, as the time, I think, well, actually, one of them's already been announced on Twitter. MomoCon in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you live in Atlanta, Georgia, there you go. We're going there in May. I think it's May.
Mm.
Is that right? Yeah, May. At least in terms of the anime show, what are you looking forward to? I'd like a lot more guests next year.
I would like to definitely bring up a lot more, how should I say it? I've always wanted to do like a highlights reel and just being like really, really goofy. Mm-hmm. Like, we can always talk about like some news and stuff, but I would definitely like to just kind of put more of our eccentric and silly side into a lot of these. Hopefully we can do that, and so that everyone can have a good time and a lot of more audience interactions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, definitely. And we've seen, you know, so many more people listening into this podcast series since the beginning of this year, and that's really super cool to see. That's probably going to do it for this final episode. As always, let us know your thoughts on what you're excited for next year, what your 2017 otaku highlights were for this year. Also, you know, if there are any suggestions that you want to, you know, see on the podcast next year, then you can do all of that using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
I don't know. You tell me, Joey.
It was actually SBS Anime.
And I knew that. It's SBS Anime.
It was your one job, and you screwed it up on the last episode of the year.
Yay.
No. Okay, all right.
Sorry. The Anime Show with Joey and Aki, SBS Pop Asia.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.